This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G20 Leaders Summit at Johannesburg in South Africa beginning today. During the three-day gathering, Mr. Modi will participate in all the sessions and present India's key priorities, including global South concerns, sustainable development, climate action, energy transition, and reforms in global governance. This year's gathering carries special significance as it is the first time the summit is being hosted on the African continent. The theme for 2025 is Solidarity, Equality and Sustainability. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Johannesburg last evening to attend the three-day summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese on the sidelines of the G20 summit at Johannesburg in South Africa yesterday. Both leaders expressed satisfaction at the substantial deepening and diversification of bilateral ties as India and Australia mark 5 years of their comprehensive strategic partnership. Both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening the global fight against terrorism. Australian Prime Minister also extended his condolences to the families on the recent terror attack in India. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed that today's new world requires a new United Nations and international order to tackle global conflicts. Mr. Singh was speaking at the International Conference of Chief Justices of the World in Lucknow yesterday. He said the UN could have played a much stronger role in global conflicts such as Israel, Hamas and Ukraine, Russia, and in humanitarian crisis unfolding in Sudan. Mr. Singh added that this gap in their action does not reflect any lack of intent on the part of the United Nations. Rather, it stems from the complexities of global politics, the influence exerted by major powers, and the slow pace of institutional processes. The central government announced the implementation of 4 new labour codes aimed to simplify and streamline the existing decades-old labour laws in the country, the Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020, and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020, has come into effect from yesterday. In a social media post, Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said these reforms are not just ordinary changes but government's guarantee of dignity for every worker in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the implementation of 4 labour codes. Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated the workers of the country on the nationwide implementation of the new labour codes. In a social media post, the Home Minister said these codes guarantee minimum wages to workers, social security, equal opportunities for women workers and legal recognition for gig and unorganised workers. He said these laws will improve the standard of living for workers and become a role model for the world. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the second edition of Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Secunderabad yesterday. The 9-day-long cultural festival is being organised by Rashtrapati Nilayam in collaboration with the Ministry of Culture, Ministry of Textiles and the Ministry of Tourism. This festival aims to present the rich and diverse cultural heritage of Gujarat, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Goa, Dadra Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. Speaking on the occasion, the President recalled the first edition of Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav introduced the people to the cultural legacy of Northeast India. She said this year's edition offers a chance to witness the vibrant traditions of Western India and express confidence that the festival will give visitors a deeper understanding of the region's folk culture. In Nigeria, a gunman attacked a Catholic boarding school and abducted more than 200 school children in the western region of the country. The attack and abductions took place at St. Mary's School yesterday, a Catholic institution in the Agwara local government's Papiri community. A spokesperson for the Nigerian State Chapter of Christian Association of Nigeria, Daniel Atori, said the attackers seized 215 students as well as 12 teachers. In badminton, India's Lakshya Sen stormed into the men's single semi-final of the Australian Open. And that is the end of this news bulletin.